This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Israeli military is battling their way into the heart of the main city in southern Gaza on Sunday. We get the latest now from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The air rumbled with constant explosions and thick columns of white smoke rose over Khan Yunis, which is sheltering hundreds of thousands of civilians who fled to other parts of the enclave. Residents said tanks had reached the main north-south road after intense combat through the night. In the city's Nasser hospital, streams of casualties were brought in on Sunday. This man said his son had been shot by a sniper. Militant group Islamic Jihad, allied to Gaza's Hamas rulers, said its fighters were battling Israeli forces in the area.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says both sides are reporting heavy fighting in the north of Gaza Strip as well. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber called on countries Sunday to work harder, to be flexible, and to accept compromise to reach a deal on tackling climate change, including wording for the first time on the future of fossil fuels.
I want you to know that we are making good progress. We are making good progress. But as you heard me in the informal plenary yesterday that I called for in the evening, while I know we're making progress, I don't think we're making it fast enough.
In remarks made to journalists as negotiators started to tackle some of the more contentious issues in the deal, like the future of fossil fuels, this